United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has made a visit to the war-hit Gaza Strip, 2 days after donor states pledged $5.4 billion in aid to rebuild the coastal territory.
The enormous destruction in Gaza is a source of pain to me personally, and it's a shame to the international community.
Ban Ki-moon walked through the ruins of Gaza City's Shijaiya neighborhood and the nearby Jabalia refugee camp, the scenes of some of the heaviest shelling in Israel's military assault. He also visited an UNRWA school, which was shelled by the Israeli forces during the recent war in Gaza. Many Palestinians who took shelter at the UN-run schools lost their lives in Israeli attacks. The United Nations chief made it clear that Israel will not get away with its crimes and will be held responsible for its atrocities in Gaza.
The shelling of the United Nations school is absolutely unacceptable. These actions must be fully and independently investigated.
United Nations chief declared that the first aid convoy will be allowed into Gaza. He also stated that the salaries of the employees in the territory will be paid very soon, and United Nations will not leave the Palestinian people abandoned.
I'm here to say to the people of Palestine and children of Palestine that you are not alone.
His words sounded very sincere. However, Hamas's official Sami Abu Zuhri said that the United Nations failed to stop Israeli massacres in Gaza and is responsible for the crimes committed by Tel Aviv.
The UN Secretary General's visit to Gaza followed the unity government's first meeting in the Strip last week. Ban Ki-moon visited the ruins of Gaza City's Shijaiya neighborhood, caused by the devastating Israeli war on the Strip. He also called on Tel Aviv to ease its siege on the impoverished Palestinian enclave to help facilitate Gaza's reconstruction process. Hisham Hanna, Press TV, Gaza Strip.